plugged into your community? You are when you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Welcome to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Dustin Rogers, and today is April 25th, 2024. It's a very special day for video game music fans in Winnipeg because coming to town is the Beeps and Bops show presented by Bonus Stage Vancouver, and it's taking place at the Park Theater at 6 p.m. That's right, just 2 hours from now. Now, that show is going to feature four incredible acts that all play video game music. Three of those acts are local. They are Super Effects, 8-Bit and the Single Players, and Samantha Ballard. Today we're going to be hearing from the two latter acts, 8-Bit and the Single Players and Samantha Ballard. We'll have a lot more to talk about them later on this hour, but make sure you go to that show if you're enjoying this stuff, and stay tuned for a lot of it coming up over this next 60 minutes. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was the opening track of Super Smash Bros. Melee, as performed by 8-Bit and the Single Players. And if you've never heard of those guys before, but you liked that, you're in for a treat, because tonight at the Park Theater, 8-Bit and the Single Players are performing at the Beeps and Bops show that's taking place at 6:30. Now, doors for that show are at 6 p.m., and you can get tickets at the door for $30. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, darn, that's a really good value to see 8-Bit and the Single Players perform all these tracks for $30, I would completely agree. But you know what? You don't just get that for $30. You also get three other acts. You get Samantha Ballard and Super Effects, both of which are local acts to here in Winnipeg, and you really don't want to miss them whenever they're playing. But you also will get Orchestra, not a local act, but also plays video game music in their show, and I'm sure is fantastic. It'll be the first time that I get to see them. Now, I want to focus a little bit on 8-Bit and the Single Players. They are an ensemble cast of musicians who are famous for combining their jazz fusion sound with classic video game music to create entirely original arrangements that are just out of this world. And 8-Bit, who's the drummer of the group and also the lead arranger, his real name is Ben Kidd. He's the driving creative force behind the outfit. And you need to know, 2 years ago, in 2022, the group released an album called Let's Play, and it features an eclectic mix of inspired tracks that are based on classic games that all debuted on the Nintendo GameCube. The group, 8-Bit and the Single Players, has a Bandcamp page where you can go and purchase this album, and we're going to be listening to selections of that for some of the show today. So I want to get back into that now. This is Delfino Plaza and Rainbow Road by 8-Bit and the Single Players, and you're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was Delfino Plaza and Rainbow Road as performed by 8-Bit and the Single Players. Now, if you enjoyed that, I have fantastic news for you because later on tonight, yes, tonight, April 25th, 2024, they're going to be playing at the Beeps and Bops show presented by Bonus Stage Vancouver at the Park Theater here in Winnipeg. Tickets for that show are $30 at the doors. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The show starts at 6:30. And along with 8-Bit and the Single Players, you're also going to get to see Samantha Ballard, SuperFX, and Orchestra. Now, I've talked a little bit about them, those other acts before, but I want to stay focused on 8-Bit and the Single Players for now. 8-Bit himself is, of course, Ben Kidd, and he's the one responsible for all of the arrangements that we hear from the 8-Bit and the Single Players. He also plays drums in the band, and he, along with his ensemble cast of musicians, have created just an outstanding sound that is one of the best that our city has to offer when it comes to video game music. And individually, they are Lauren Tedarenko on the bassoon slash bass clarinet, Emily Kidd on the tenor horn, Julian Bradford on the bass, Carter Graham on keyboards, Aaron Shore on guitars, Niall Cade on tenor saxophone, and Andrew Littleford on the trumpet slash flugelhorn. Together, they, of course, are the Single Players, and along with 8-Bit himself, they have perfected this jazz fusion sound that really invigorates video game music of years past, and I really encourage you to check out the show. I will be there, probably the one cheering the loudest. Now, if you think to yourself, boy, these guys sure seem familiar, well, that's because they've played other shows before. They played at the Jazz Fest last year, and they also played a show at the Rec Room in April 2023. But there is one other place that I think you may be familiar with 8-Bit himself, and that's on his YouTube page. He's got a channel called 8-Bit Music Theory, and on it, he has released years' worth of deep dives that go into video game music, including the Wii Shop theme. He looks at contrasting consoles like demaking the Mega Man X theme for the Game Boy, and he explains why the Pokemon trading card game for the Game Boy Color sounds as good as it does, as well as just examinations of battle themes of Super Mario RPG. So there's a huge amount of content on here, and I really encourage you to go check out 8-Bit Music Theory on YouTube, because he's definitely one of our local success stories when it comes to video game music, and I just love this stuff. He really, really has opened my eyes in so many ways to some of the things that are really going on behind the scenes when it comes to the composition of each of these wonderful tracks. So with that said, I want to get back into the music now. This is Reflecting Pool from Pikmin 2 and Crashed Ship Frigate Orpheon from Metroid Prime. Now, the latter of those features an absolutely beautiful guitar solo from my longtime acquaintance, Aaron Shore, who I mentioned is on guitars. But enough of that. We're going to get back into the music. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was Reflecting Pool from Pikmin 2 and Crash Ship Frigate Orphean from Metroid Prime, as performed by 8-Bit and the Single Players. If you like that stuff half as much as I do, then I know you won't want to miss this next bit of news. They are playing tonight, yes, tonight, in just a few minutes, at the Beeps and Bops show at the Park Theater. The show is going to start at 6:30, and it features four different performers. I don't know which one is going to open, but the doors for the show are at 6 p.m., and you can get tickets at the door for $30. And like I said, four performers. They include Samantha Ballard, 8-Bit and the Single Players, Orchestra, and Super Effects, all of which are getting ready to rock the house. But that was 8-Bit and the Single Players with that set. I've mentioned before on the show that I've seen these guys play at last year at the Retro Show, which took place at the Rec Room. It blew my socks off. The way these guys are able to not only recreate for the album, which is what we've been listening to so far, these GameCube classic tracks, but also do so live. And I have actually made a recording of that previous show from last year that features some of the set that 8-Bit and the Single Players played. I want to get into that here because I want to give you an idea of how good these guys sound, and I really encourage you to not just to listen to it here and say, pretty good. I think I would like to hear that live very much. So I'm going to go down to the Park Theater for the show that's going to start at 6:30, and I'm going to get myself in there and listen to how great these guys sound live. So with that, let's get into this sort of live recording of the Bicycle Theme and a track from Castlevania 3 as performed by 8-Bit and the Single Players live at the Retro Show, and this was recorded April 2023, so last about a year ago. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you all for coming out on a Tuesday night. I appreciate it. That was the bicycle theme from Pokemon Red and Blue. And then the first song we played was Perplexing Pool from Pikmin 2. I realize I should have said that earlier. But it's cool. Like, I don't know. It's a very eclectic lineup, obviously. But we're all drawn together by our love of video game music. That transcends the brittle boundaries of genre and instrumentation. The next tune that we're going to play is from Castlevania 3, if I'm remembering the set order right, and I believe that I am. Yeah. And it's a really hard one to play, so I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Thank you.
welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was a recording of a live show performed by 8-Bit and the Single Players in April 2023, and that set featured the Bicycle theme from Pokemon Red and Blue and Deja Vu from Castlevania 3 for the NES. If you enjoyed that stuff, I really encourage you to rush down to the Park Theater tonight and get there for the 6:30 p.m. start of the Beeps and Bops show that's presented by Bonus Stage Vancouver, because not only will you get to see 8-Bit and the Single Players, definitely one of the local success stories as it relates to video game music that we have as Winnipeggers, but also Samantha Ballard and Super FX, who totally fit that bill on their own, and Orchestra, who's sort of an out-of-town act that's I'm going to be seeing for the first time, and I'm going to be learning a lot about what it is that they do. Now, before the end of the hour today, I want to feature some of Samantha Ballard's music. And Samantha Ballard is a harpist. She does incredible stuff and has been performing her own arrangements of video game music for years, and has a YouTube channel, has a website, SamanthaBallardHarp.com, and is popular on Spotify, quite popular, in fact. And you can find a lot of her music all over the web. Before we go, of course, I want to make sure that we get a chance to listen to some of her just beautiful harp arrangements of classic video game songs. The two that I've selected are Gerudo Valley and Song of Storms, both from originally from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the Nintendo 64. These are really beautiful tracks, and I think they're going to give you a good taste of what Samantha does and what you're going to be seeing if you make it to the show tonight for Beeps and Bops at the Park Theater. Without further ado, I want to get into it now. Here's Samantha Ballard playing the Gerudo Valley theme and the Song of Storms. And you're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you. thanks for listening to Square Wave today. I hope you enjoyed this look at some of the leaders of video game music that are local to Winnipeg and some of our total treasures that we really should be holding on to if we're fans of this style of music. And on top of that, I hope that if I didn't make you drive down to the Park Theater tonight to go and get tickets to see the show, I hope I at least made you want to. So with that said, that brings our show to a close today. Square Wave is written and hosted by me, Dustin Rogers. The show's theme was composed by Spaceman Fantastiques. You can go online and check out the Square Wave archives on ckuw.ca, as well as through Spotify and through Apple Podcasts by searching Square Wave CKUW. And we'll be back next week for more fantastic video game music right here on CKUW. Keep listening for more excellent community radio and pages coming up right after this.
Listener-driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Tune into On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
With your CKUW French card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with your French card, your dollars get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub, with a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats. Your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM, fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.